You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Let's take a look at the Torah in Orachayim and Sima Kuf Yud Ches. All right, it's the Heilige Torah, the son of the Rosh, Achasasrei. Achasasrei, the 11th bracha is Hashiva Shoftenu Kemar Rishona. Frek the Torah, Marola, Omra Achra Kibbutz Golios. Why? The juxtaposition, the smichas, that immediately on the heels of Kibbutz Golios, Tekabu Shofar Gadol Acheresenu. Why immediately thereafter do we then commence with Hashiva Shoftenu Kemar Rishona? Writes the Torah as follows. And Siman Kuf Yurches Tekevon Sheyeskavtzu HaGolios. Once we are zoche to the Maisa Kibbutz Golios, Osa Din Barishoyim Kodem Sheyavolis Yashiv Yushalayim. Before the Yidden come to settle in Yushalayim Rakodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and mete out punishment to the Rishoyim. Kedesiv the Pasuk in Yeshaya Perak Aleph Pasuk Chafei. Let's take a look using the translation and the Peirushav Julius Hirsch, the son of Hashem Shofar Hirsch, based on his father. And we have the following Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Navi writes in Pasuk Chafeya Perk Aleph, Vashiva Yodi Alayach Ve'etzov Kabor Sigayach Ve'asira Kobed Ilayach. I will once again send my hand over you and I will cleanse your dross like a mine pit. A sense of purging, a sense of cleansing, a sense of cleansing out all the dross, getting rid of all the bad stuff. Asira Kobed Ilayach, I will remove all your base metal, all your tin, all the inferior metals, meaning what? The Rishoyim. I'm going to get rid of the Rishoyim. Anyone who's a Rosh is not going to be Zaycha. To Yemos HaMashiach. Answer the Tkufa. Havachrus HaYomim. So writes the Torah based on this Pasuk in Yeshaya. After we have Kibbutz Golias, Hashem's going to gather in all the exiles. We're going to come to Yishalayim, and right before we're about to settle to Yishalayim HaKodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rishoyim don't have a place. I have to get rid of all the Rishoyim. For that, what? Ayyadei Kena Shiva Shof Tayach Kevari Shona. Continues the Navi. Where do we get the Nusach? Where did Achi Knesset Gedolah derive the Nusach? Hashiva Shof Tinu Kevari Shona V'yowatzenu Kevat. They clearly got it from Yeshaya Aleph Chavav. The Ashiva Shoftayach Kevar Rishona. The Yotzayach Kevat Chilo. Continues of Julius Hirsch. I will restore your judges as in times past, your counselors, the Yotzim, as at the beginning. Only then, Achrei Keni Korei Loch, Irat Sedek, Kiryon Emona. Then it will be called the City of Righteousness. On the heels of that, clearly then what? Hashem then will go ahead and rule over us with chesed rachamim. Where can we have a city of tzedakah mishpat? Only after Hashiva Shavtai Kevar Rishona, restoring the judges as in times past, v'yoatzeinu kamatchina, and I'm going to give you the yoatzim like in the beginning days. Only acharekein yikori lach irat tzedek, then it will be the city of righteousness. The Torah then says, Chosein Brochat Hashem Melachoyik Tzedakah Mishpat. But then, of course, he writes that for Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Chosein HaMelech HaMishpat. The Levush writes, really, there's no nafkamina. Hashem is the Melech HaMishpat, and Hashem is the King that not only judges and rules within the context of the realm of justice, but He is Oyik Tzedakah Mishpat. Moshe says it's more or less the same thing. So what's the Nekudas HaChilik? What's the Hevdol between them? Continues the Levush here in Kuf Yud Ches. It's Pasha. When Hashem is judging by the Aser Simhei Tshuva, we're holding by the Yemei Hadin, Hashem is not the king that loves Tzedakah Mishpat, He's the Melech HaMishpat right here and right now. He is judging. He's in the process of judging us. He's the Melech HaMishpat. Hi, but Hashem B'der Kol the whole year is the Melech who is always Tzedakah Mishpat. He loves Tzedakah Mishpat. Hi, but the Bush, if it's really the same thing, what happens at Stalker? Why not say Hashem is Melech? Who is Melech HaMishpat? Melech of Tzedek HaMishpat. If he is Oiv Tzedek HaMishpat, what happens to Tzedek? What's going on here? So perhaps one can suggest as follows. Let's take a look at the Chasima. The Chasima is that Hashem is a Melech who is Oiv Tzedek HaMishpat. The first thing that catches us is Melech. At the end of the bracha, we have Melech. Any other bracha that concludes Melech? And all the brachas and tzoyos, we never mention that Hashem is the Melech. When do we mention Hashem as the Melech? We only talk about His Bechina of being Mamlech over us in the beginning of Shmona Esrei. But the only bracha that concludes with Melech is what? Is this bracha, the 11th bracha, Hashem is Melech Oiv Tzedok HaMishpat, right? The Abu Draw. And because who are we talking about? David HaMelech. We're talking about David. And what's going to bring about the Malchus of Hashem, that Hashem is the Melech over the world? We need someone like David, who is the echo of Hashem Yisbaruch as the Melech. He is the one who is Mamlech Klal Yisrael down here. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayo will have a scion of the Davidic dynasty Bifrat to rule over us. So we need Shoftim, and who's going to be the Melech ascending his rightful place on the throne? The descendant of David HaMelech of Malchus Beis David. So we talk about Hashem who is the Melech and the beginning of Shmon Esrei. He's the Kela Godo Hagiba Ve'anora. He is the one who is doing everything. But when do we bring in Melech as the Chasima? Only once we have the Shoftim and we have the Yoatzim and we have Malchus Beis David set up. We have all the Rishon destroyed, and now we could actually be Machonin. We could firmly establish Malchus Beis David. Only when you have Malchus Beis David can we then have Hashem as the Melech. Amela, this is Keneged David HaMelech after the Kibbutz Golios, and now we have Hashem Shoftim. We could talk about Hashem who is the Melech. But what's Oiv Tzedaka Mishpat? What's the difference between Tzedaka and Mishpat? We have the Ksava Kabbalah's beautiful Perush on Tefillah called Iyun Tefillah. And he brings a Gra, as he often does. The Ksava Kabbalah says, let's take a look at the Gra. The Gra is on Yeshaya Perek Aleph Pasuch Aleph. And we have the Biuri HaGra on Tanakh. So the Gra writes as follows on the Pasuk in the first chapter of Sefer Yeshaya. Perchav Aleph, and the Novi reads as follows. Begins, Echa Haisa Lizona Kiryon Amona. How has a city become a harlot? The city of Yerushalayim that was Kiryon Amona. Now we already see the connection. Let's keep this in mind. The Gra doesn't to make this point over here, but it's Pasha. Hashima Shavtenu Kevar Rishon. Nevi Yotzen Kevat Chila is based on Pasha Chavav. Hashima Shavtai Kevar Rishon. Nevi Yotzen Kevat Chila. How did that Pasha conclude? Yikori Lach Ir Hatzede Kiryon Amona. What's the city of righteousness, the city that's faithful? And that's the city of Yerushalayim. So what happened to Kiryon Amono? Echa Haisa Lazona, how did the city of Yerushalayim, the real Kiryon Amono, how can it be now that it became a Zona? Mleosi Mishpat, the city that inspired trust that she would be filled with justice. Tzedek Yolenba, how the right would endure overnight in it. V'ata Maratzkam, and now it's filled with murderers. How could that be? Writes the Gra, Malay Asi Mishpat, when Yerushalayim was Kiryon Amona, when it was the true faithful city, Dahainu, the city that inspired trust that she would be filled with justice. It would be Malay Mishpat, but Tzedek Yolenba, Dahainu, it goes to sleep at night filled with Tzedek. What's the difference? Listen to a Gra, Kishmak a Gra. Tzedek Hainu Bali Avlo, Ukisha Asa Avlo, Yavul the Mishpat. Writes the Ksava Kabbalah quoting this Gra. What's the difference between Tzedek and Mishpat? Tzedek is, if you're living life as a tzaddik, you're not messing up. You're doing things right, Dahainu. You're avoiding any mechshul. You're avoiding any takola. You're doing everything kadas v'kadin. You're on the right path. You're on the derech hayashar, the mesilas hayasharim, and you're a tzaddik and a yashar, and you're not veering off. You're doing everything kavaldik. Mishpat is, think about batei mishpat. If everybody did the right thing, we wouldn't need batei mishpat. You don't need batei mishpat. What's batei mishpat? After people messed up, Reuven stole from Shimon. Halevi borrowed and didn't pay back to Yehuda. Either we need batei mishpat to now fix the wrongdoing, to be mesaking, to mend and rectify all the sin and all the iniquity. We have to restore them. Amela writes the Grog Yishmak. That's why we find, where the Navi says later in Lamed Beis, I'm an Pasuk Aleph in Yeshaya, let Tzedek Yimlo Melech, meaning what? Why do we appoint a king? To establish rules and regulations in the Medina so that we don't have people messing up, to give us rules, regulations, and parameters so that everybody will stay in line. But we have to be manasar, we need police officers, we need legislative systems and judicial bodies for what? To the Mishpat, to those who are Osei Ovel Neged the Tzedek. For those people, we need to have Batei Mishpat. Now it's very Gishmak. Writes, and the Ksava Kabbalah based on the Gra. Amaleyasi Mishpat, he says, beautiful. Amaleyasi Mishpat is the city of Yishalayim, is filled with Mishpat. Why? Because people messed up. And during the day, we have to have Bati Dinim. Not only that, ain't done in Balayla, we don't judge a night. So during the day, we have the Bati Mishpat. We're seeing to it that all Mishpat is fixed. Tzedek Yolin Ba, but what do? At night, when we're not judging, we set up Shomrim in the town to see to it that people behave. And we have rules and regulations, parameters that are clearly sketched, clearly outlined, to hopefully ensure that no one's going to mess up. So Tzedek Yolin Ba, the city goes to sleep at night. Everything is good. We're not judging. Ain't done a malayla. We want to maintain Tzedek. We wake up in the morning, unfortunately. Then we see that not everybody kept the Tzedek. Some people might have evaded the Shomrim. And Mela now, it's Molly Mishpat. But during the day, we make sure that everything is Kedas V'Kadin. That's the Ksava Kabbalah based on the Gra. So now it's very Gishmak. Hashem is Melech Oiv Tzedaka Mishpat. What comes first? Tzedaka comes before Mishpat. Hashem loves Tzedaka when everybody acts as Tzedikim as they ought to, and they do every single thing Kedas V'Kadin. Everyone is following the right path and not succumbing and being lured to the temptations of the Yitzhara and leading themselves to various takalas and mechsholet. But if that should happen, Hashem loves the mishpat that comes to rectify it, that sees things back to the way they ought to be. Amela, that's melech ohev tzedako mishpat. So now let's go back to the Levush. Levush l'chayra doesn't have to address tzedako. Why? Because the Levush is saying they more or less represent the same concept. During the year, Hashem loves tzedako and he loves mishpat. But he is the melech ha-mishpat. Right now he's judging us. What's he judging? You only need to get judged by Hashem as the Melech who is now a Shofet. When we messed up, that's a Sarasim Ein Tshuva. Hashem is judging us. When we just the Levush doesn't have to address what happened to Tzedaka. Why not say an Sarasim Ein Tshuva instead of Hashem loving it? Hashem right now is being Shofet. I said, why do we drop Tzedaka? Because the whole thing is Hashem loves Tzedaka so that he doesn't have to come out the Mishpat. Tzedaka, like the Iyun Tefillah, like the Ksava Kabbalah, like the Vilna Gaon in his Perush in Yeshaya, is that you're avoiding any Tzedaka, avoiding any Mishpat. Hashem loves it when we do tzedaka, and if you mess up, Hashem's on this tshuva, then bate mishpat, you go to a din Torah and you rectify things and you bring things back to the derech hayasha, the way they ought to be. Amadzok de levush and asesim tshuva. Hashem's the melech hamishpat. He is the one who's judging us. He's not judging. The whole Indian, you have to judge now. Hashem is now saying, I'm the shofet of the world. Everyone is nichnas. The funai kibnei moron, famous mishnah roshonet hazayin aman aleph. And now Hashem is the shofet. He's judging us on mishpat. So it's very geshmak when you still to the gra and the ksava kabbalah to the levush. Now we understand the nusach. But now let's go to another gra, and this is in the kutei gra miksav yad. Listen to this gra geshmak shebe geshmak. Hashiru shoftenu kevar rishona, aviyotenu kevar tchila. As we pointed out, as the Torah told us, that's not just the Torah, Achaim Flashi, and many others, it's clearly based on Al Chabov of Yeshaya. So we mentioned Rav Julius Hirsch, what's the translation? What's Kevar Rishona? As in times past, and your Yoatzayich, your counselors, your advisors, as at the beginning. What's the difference between Barishona and Batachila? Listen to this girl. What's the difference between Shoftim and Yoatzim? That's very geshmak. All right, so the girl, we have a psikta the Rav Kahana, a Medrash Agodo at the end of Megillus Eicha. And the Medrash says, who are the Shoftim? And the Shoftim are Dovid and Shlomo. Who are the Yoatzim? Moshe and Aaron. And that's the psikta Rav Kahana at the end of Megillus Eicha. Writes the Vilna Gaon, the Kutei Gra Miksav Yad, Gishmak, Sheva Gishmak. Hashiva Shoftenu Kevar Rishona. What's Barishona in the beginning? But this is Tchila, before the Rishona. Bereshis is Bereshis Barolokim. That wasn't the real beginning. Bereshis is the beginning of this world, but there's a Tchila that preceded the world. Just like Hashem, Estaka Bereis and Baramo, there was a Torah that came with Tchila, and then the Reshis was the beginning. The height of the beginning is Zman. Tchila is the beginning before you even get to the Nekudas HaReshis. HaReshis is, I'm starting Zman. This is the Reshis. Tchila is that which was Maktim, even the Reshis. What was Maktim? All right, it's the Vilna Gaon. Who are the Yoatzim? Yoatzim, and now you put the two gross together. And it's Mamish Gemaldik. And what are Yoatzim? Yoatzim are people who give you advice to do what? To stay on the right path and to not veer off the right path. Yoatzim are the ones who will malamid you the tachsisei machoma, the strategies, how to fight a yetzahara, how to learn the Torah, how to apply the Torah, how to go ahead. Someone gives you a yetzah to tell me, say, I should do the right thing. I should stay on the derech of tzedakah and the derech of yashrus. How do I do that? I go to Yotzim and they advise me how to stay in the right path. So they're the ones who comes first. The Gemara says, that's why Moshe and Aaron, who preceded David and Shlomo, before we set up any legislative bodies, before we had a Sanhedrin. What did we have? Moshe and Aaron, listen to your manhigim, listen to your miyatzim. They're giving you advice. Follow Moshe Rabbeinu, follow Aaron, and stay on the right path. And they're the tchila. They're before we even got into Eretz Israel, before we got to Yerushalayim HaKadosh, before we set up a Sanhedrin, before we set up a Beis Din HaGadol, before we did any of that. Avada, there was already a Sanhedrin there, but in terms of the Lishus HaGozis, in terms of all the Batei Dinim, the full-fledged legislative body, you really had Moshe. You had Moshe. Oh, and then Moshe couldn't bear it, so he said, Ahav Shivim Zakenim. But the Tchila was Moshe and Aaron as Yoatzim Kibat Tchila, giving us advice and directing us, guiding us, so that we'll stay in the right path. When we mess up, then we need Shoftim, Dovid and Shlomo, that was Malchus. Now we have a Malchus, we have a legislative body, we have Dinim. What's the whole story? Shlomo, the woman coming in front, and the whole thing, we have Dinim. We have to see to it that there's Mishpan in the land. Hazok de Vilna Go. Hashiro Shoftena Kvari Shono. When we have the Kibbutz Golios and we want to settle Yerushalayim, so Avada, we want to have Shoftenu. We want to have Shoftena Kamar Rishona, just like in the days of David and Shlomo, give us Malchus based David back, in case anyone is going to go ahead and do anything wrong, as we're setting up Tkufa Vachar Sayyamim, make sure that everything is going to be set up Ayyadei the Shoftim. But even more importantly, what do we want? Yoatzinu, we want the Yotzin Kamatrila. Even before we had the necessity for the Shoftim, we want people like Moshe and Aaron to come back and to guide us, so we don't need to go ahead and rely on the process of the Shoftim. Want the Yotzim, like Moshe and Aaron, Kematchila, which precedes the Rashis. Hashem, though, in the end is Hamaloch Aleinu Ata Hashem Levadcha by himself, and the Abujor Mites Levadcha, not Hashem in his Beis Dino. Sometimes Hashem judges us with his Malachim as Beis Din. No. In the future, we don't want the Beis Din. We don't want exact justice. We want what? Hashem by himself as the Baal Chesed, the Barachimim. Hamaloch Aleinu Hashem, we want your Malchus back. We don't want to suffice with Malchus, and we can have Moshe and Aaron as the Yotzim. We can have Dovid and Shlomo as well. So we got it. We're set up. But no, with that, Maloch Aleinu Hashem, we don't want that. We want you to rule over us. That's only setting the stage. They're the ones setting up shop. They're setting up shop so that we can have a Hayyim Yehu. Yashem Echad Shmo Echad. We only want the one Melech. We want the Maloch Aleinu Hashem. You should judge over us. And not that they should judge over us and you'll judge over them. And the end of the day, they're just setting up court, and they're setting up the legislative bodies, they're restoring the Malchus, and we have to re-establish Malchus Beis David, but only as the precursor, the harbinger, to the ultimate state of what? Where everyone in the Mela, when we get Tkufas Yemos Mashiach running, everyone in the Mela is going to do the right thing. We only need Hashem to be the Melech over us directly. Melech Aleinu Ata Hashem, you Hashem, Mina Sarachimim, every word is Gishmak here, Levadcha, without his Beis Dino, solely himself with what? Aber Chesed over Rachamim, using Chesed Rachamim as the shame of Midas Rachamim. V'tzarkenu b'mishpat, and using your mishpat, put us on the right path. And that will mamash be tzadikim, keep us as tzadikim, using your mishpat. And make sure we're tzadikim, that we in Mela don't have to come up to your mishpat. Baruch Ata Hashem, who is the Melech Oiv Tzedoko Mishpat. Everything stems, except what? We can walk away right now. And in the Shir, the problem is, we skipped one line. Hashiva Shivtina Kvarishin of Yotzina Kvarishin. Everything would be great. What happened to those four words? What in the world is that doing here? And get rid of our yogon v'anocha. What's pshat? So comes. Oh, so what's it? Excellent. So we have a few different approaches. One is the Torah Tamimah is Baruch Shomer and Tefillah Sashono, and Rochaim Kanevsky in Time of the Crow. And they say, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufla Matesim and Aleph, the Gemara says in Shabbos, you know why we have so many Torahs? Why are there so many Yisurin predicaments and ordeals and suffering? Why? Because of, unfortunately, when you don't have good Batei Dinim, and you don't have good Dayanim, if you don't have honest judges, and they're Masalek, different Tzadikim, and they're Lokeach Shochad, and the Dayanim, and people mess up, and we don't have a good Batei Dinim, and people don't go to Beis Din, everything that's included in that, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that's why we have Torahs. Uh-huh. But once Hashiva Shiftena Kavari Shono, and Yotzeh Kavachila, we don't want Hashem, just put the one. No, Hashem, take us back to the way it used to be. Take us back to the days of Moshe and Aaron as the Yotzim, and David and Shlomo as the Shoftim, take us back to the utopian setup, and then what? Then we won't have tzaros anymore. Hashem Amen. We're not going to have tzaros anymore. And that's the Torah Tamima. That's a Chaim Kanevsky. That's one mahalach. I'm going to give you three mahalach. We see out the Shmaya. Listen to Rav Moshe ben Macher in the Seder Hayom, and he says as follows. Hashiva Shoftenu, he starts out similar to the Torah in Kuf Yud Ches. After Kibbutz Golios, Tochzara Torah LeYoshna, and we're going to go back. Oh, the crown's going to be restored to the days of old. U'metzion Teitzei Torah V'yachzu HaSanhedrin Koman Kemo B'Tchila. And not just double, so we're going to have the Sanhedrin, we're going to have the Beis Hamikdash, Lishkas HaGozes, and he also brings the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hashiva Shoftei Kibar Rishono. We daven that what? Not stam that we should have Shoftim, we want the Torah back. The Sanhedrin weren't stam, the Sanhedrin were the Gedolim. They knew the Torah, they taught us the Torah, they didn't not stam judge. This isn't about stam din, and this is about, we want the Torah, we want when the Torah is Tiska, and everyone is judged Bedini Atira Karoi, Kedina Kashura, and below Pachar Veima. Who are the Yotzim, the Chachamim, the Zakanim, the Manhige Hador? We got the Malchus, we have the Beis Hamikdash, we have Malchus Beis Dovin, but right alongside the Beis Hamikdash is where the Sanhedrin sat, the Lishka Sarkozis, Kimitziya, Tetzai Taira, Dvashem Yishoim, we want the Taira. Now that it's all about giving us back the Sanhedrin and the Manhigim and the Chachamim and the Yotzim, then Zokto Moshe ben Machir and the Seder Ayom Mahasim Menu Yagam Anacha. What's the inyan? Kibi Yosinu Begolus Ein Ani Yecholim Nakayim A Mitzvah Satama Torah Karoi. And the end of the day, we're in Golus now. We can't really learn. And the Vilna Gaon writes in his Parsha in Shir Hashirim, Talmud Torah, once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, cannot be B'Shleimus. Clearly, Avoda is not B'Shleimus. Tefila B'Mokam Avoda Niskana, but we can't bring Makrif Kabanas. Chesed is one of the ways to bring about B'Yas Gol Tzedek, because Chesed is the only thing today, and that's why there are more Gemachim than ever before in history. Klai Yisrael, Chesed, it's Mamash like the Gros, the one ticket that we could get back to the way things used to be, because that could still be B'Shleimus even without a Beis Hamikdash. But Taira without a Sanhedrin is not Peshlei Musa. So now what? We want to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs and we want to learn Kiroi. But we don't. Why? Because what? We have the Yitzhahara, yes, Brachas Yitzhainim and Aleph. We have the social East and Yitzhahara. We have Shiva Machias. We have the Goyim oppressing us. Whether it's the Yitzhahara driving us crazy with lost greeds and desires, what's the Yumos, Omos, Olam, whether it's the anti Semitism or the wars and the battles, the fact is life is filled with Tzaras. Lachain Anu Mispalim Hashem Yizbarach, Shem Tainu Bedin Midine Taira Obekim Amitzah Shalom Kiyamno Sem Karoi, Shalom Yashimeno, Akiin Odem Nitbasat Tzaro. And we know that you can't blame a person when he's acting out of tzar. So we come to say, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How we're asking Hashem, oh, bring back the Shoftim, bring back the Shoftim. Who wants to say that? You bring back the Shoftim, my bay? Then Hashem's going to judge us. Oy vey, how is Hashem going to judge? Oh, you did this Aver, you did that Aver. No. Hashem, no. You know why we did Averis? Because we had tzaras. Because we had difficulties. Because life was rough. And when life was tough, unfortunately, we make mistakes. We get depressed, we're filled with stress and anxiety, and that often brings us down. And what do people do? They look for a mirror, they look to go ahead and satisfy their sinus. We need outlets, and that often brings us to sin. And what's going to happen in the future? And when can we have the mishpatim? When can we do things the way they ought to be done? But tzedek b'yosher, only when Hashem, that's why we ask, Hashiva Shiftin, Hashem, we want the judges. But when you're about to judge us, Hashem, first make sure we get to a tkuf of Achrashim, you'll shech the Yetzahara, you'll take care of the Umas Olam, no more Sorsha Isa, no more Yetzahara, no more Shiva Machios, and no more Tzaras when Mashiach comes. Givaldik, Hashem, henceforth, I'm not going to do Averis anymore. And now that you're taking away Hashem, it'll please Hashem, take away Yogam Anocha, Amamela, that's what caused me to sin, and that's Gishmak. Amamela, we go into what? Hashem, now you Molochai, don't bring your Beis Din into this, don't let anyone else judge us. You Hashem, who knew our Tzoros, who knew our difficulties in life, knew the Nisyonos and the suffering of the Yisurin, now you can rule over us Levalcha by yourself, B'chesed of Arachamim, having mercy. What's the mercy? It's a Stira Menei Abay. Are you judging the Tzedek or Mishma? Or are you judging B'chesed Arachamim? Like the Seder Yom, it's Gishmak. What are we asking Hashem? Abana, din is din and mishpah. Teretz is what? We need the ches and rachamim. What's the ches and rachamim? We're asking Hashem, yes, judge us with din and mishpah, but no, that first give us ches and rachamim for all the averus that we did until now. Because all the averus that we did until now, please Hashem, have rachamim on us. Why? What's the justification? It's oxymoronic. Is Hashem, as in Shoftenu Kamar Rishono, I think Teretz is what? Have ches and rachamim. Why? Because Hashem, it's the yogun and anocha in our lives that gave rise to so many tzaras. You know why we did a virus? Because the guy were driving us crazy because of all the TVs and all the movies and all the things that we saw and that we heard and people persecuting us and the difficulties in life and all the tzoras, all the evil, yogan vanocha. And what happens with Ruch Shtus? No Elch Yed sins unless Nechasu and his Ruch Shtus come. And because we're filled with anxiety and depression, Hashem, take that away and then we'll be able to go ahead and do every single thing, kedas v'kedim, and everything will be glat like the beginning. That's mahalach number two. And now listen to Rabbeinu B'chai, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, and his Perush al HaTorah, Parshas Vayechi, Perek Mem Tes, Posek Tesva. And what this will end, this is mamish, a yesod should be yesod in life. All right, so Rabbeinu B'chai. Vayar menucha kitov, amos derech machama machayolos, in the end, what do we want? We don't want wars and we don't want soldiers. We want the menucha of the Torah. That's the ultimate tov. What do we want to do? We want to go in and learn. What is learning? Menucha saguf and yegiya sanefesh, which is the opposite of iskiya olam, which is yegiya saguf and menucha sanefesh. Somebody who is working to make a living has what? Yigiyas aguf. He's working with his guf. He's building, he's creating, etc. And he has menuchas nefesh. He can earn a parnasa, earn a livelihood. Mm-hmm. What is Tyra? Tyra is yigiyas nefesh. You're using your brain. It's mental exhaustion. And it's menuchas aguf. It's sitting down and learning. Sitting and learning. But it's the yigiyah of what's going on inside. We mentioned in the past a beautiful mashal of Rav Gifter. Amordechai Gifter Zatzal. He says, if you ask a young child to look at a goldfish who is swimming, who is taken out of water, what happens when you take a goldfish out of water? It's jumping all around the place, popping all over the mouth. You ask the young boy, oh, this goldfish is alive. And when the goldfish is just spacing out, as it often does, when it's sitting in its little container, and it's not really swimming around much, and he looks at it, the little boy, and he says, oh, it looks like it's dead, it's just spacing out, it's not doing anything. When you take it out of water, oh, now it's alive, it's popping all, it's jumping all over the place. But anyone who knows, who's a bar das, who's a bar seichel, knows, and when it's in the water, it's alive. It's not moving, it's thinking, it's contemplating its next move, it's using its brain, whatever brain it has, but when you take it out of water, it's he knows it's about to die. It's about to die. That's, in fact, Rishonim say that what's the whole meaning of Yemos Mashiach, and why do we have a Gog and Magog? Because the Goyim are going to come up with one big, when you know you're a flame that's about to be extinguished, right before the candle goes out, what does it do? Boom! It makes a lot of noise, makes the rustling, and it starts to pop up. And that the Rishonim explain, that's the Goyim. They try to make one last hurrah, whether it's Syria, Iran, North Korea, they need one big bang, one big hurrah, and because they know they're about to be destroyed, the apocalypse, they know the end is in sight. Machamas Gog and Magog. Meila, what's the goldfish? A goldfish is when you take a person away from the Mayim, from the Torah. And then what? Then you lose the source of all life. It goes crazy. Goes crazy. And that's a person going crazy in this world and getting drunk and going meshuga. And he's dancing all over the place. But the one who is shakua and living and dwelling in the Mayim and the base medrash and the shiurim and the Mayim, tainas dav zayin manaf, ein Mayim ala Torah, that person is really alive. You're going through base medrash and you see a masman who's sitting there and he's on his chair and he's looking, he's engrossed in the sefer. He's not moving, he's not even chuckling, let's say, he's not jumping all over the place. He's alive, he's attached to the Mayim HaTorah. He's not spacing out, he's using his brain. It's Yigiyas HaGuf, but Yigiyas HaNefesh, but Menuchas HaGuf. But you take him out of the base medrash, then what are they doing? They're going crazy, boxing matches, wrestling, they go meshuggah, acting like behemoths, because they're away from the Mayim of Torah. Yeah. But to really learn properly, what do you need? In the end of the day, you can't learn well if you have all tirdus vanochas. You can't go unless we had kibbutz goliath. So now what? Kibbutz goliath, we all come back to Yishalayim. We want kibbutz yantei tzeirah. We want a Sanhedrin. We want to get back to learning. But Hashem, we can't learn. if we have tirdos, not just from a chama, from having to make a living, why do we need all these miracles? Yemos Mashiach and the sugya satanic suvas, we're going to have big fruits and big donuts, gluskos, you know, everything's going to be big and plentiful. That's it. You don't have to work to make a living. Everything's going to be right there. It's going to be geschmack. And what do we need that for? Because the ultimate learning is when what? When you don't have any other concerns in life. And that is, he says, the kavana in our tefillah. Okay, tiknu lono chazal b'tefillah. Hashiva shavtenu kemar rishona, aviyotenu kemar tchila, and on the heels of that, hashim menu yogam anachos. Look at Ben Mechai, what's that doing here? Eina kavana b'mespala sheyosh lono shem yisprach hashavtem yotzim, kedei sheyim go shiskei chavosim. This isn't about, give us patidinim so I can get all my money back. I lend so many people money. This guy stole more. That's what I'm downing for. And Shemana Esrei, so you take care of that. You have patidin, that's what you take care of. But we're talking about much bigger things. And not iskei chavos. So, Alola Zekiv and Yeshaya the Navi, and when he said, Ashivish of Taika, Rishonu Yatzaika Vatchilo, Iker HaBrocha, he and the Divri HaNavi is, Shonim Avakshim, Mi Hashem Yizboch, Shi Yeshivulana Hashoftim, Shi Yoshvim Belishka Sagozis, we want the Sanhedrin back in the Lishka Sagozis adjacent to the base of Mikdosh, Lishbar Beninu Kabar Rishonu Velasis Eitzaka Vatchilo, I want to go back to the golden era of the Jews when we had David and Shlomo in the Sanhedrin, as you call Yusum Mukhonim the Kabbalah. I want to have them to teach me Torah. That's what it's about. Not that I want a Sanhedrin and to make sure that Reuven pays back the $100 to Shimon and Levi can finally collect on the $5,000 debt that he waited all these years for. That's not what makes its way into the middle of Shimon Esrei. What are we asking? And we want life to go back to the days of the ultimate Malchus and David and Shlomo when we have a Sanhedrin. And what was the Sanhedrin? What were they doing most of the day? Teaching us Torah. There was no Machlokes in those days. You have the days? No Machlokes. Let them be, give us the right Eitzos, and let us be Mukhonim to be Makabul the Muskolos, and to be Makabul all the Musogim of what? Of Yediyas Hashem Yisbarach, Kenyan Chekosu Kimola Oretz Deyas Hashem, and Lachet Samach Lezah Hasim and Yogam Anochawai, She Efshur Lahasig Yediyas Hashem Yisbarach, Ala Shlemis and Yogam Anocha, Harakim Asimcha Vim Amenucha. And the end of the day, you can't be collate and absorb all the ideas. Just like a Novi isn't talking to a Novi unless he's mitoch simcha, you can't get a mitoch atzvus. You can't get the Torah. And this connects to a Gavaldi, a Pachri, Yitzchak, and Chanukah. And we always explain what's milsim dichus, the Gemara, Shabbos, Tavlam, and Ibn Beish. And what's milsim dichus? This we explained in the past. One idea, all right, the Sefer Siach HaParsha is, when you sit down to learn, first start with the Milsim HaDichus. Now, Parsha the Gemara is, because you got to whet the appetite. You got to start a drosha with a joke, and get everybody captivated, get everybody listening. Oh, you got their attention now. Hit them hard with Musar. All right, you got to whet their appetite. You got to get them in the mood. That's the Parshas. And Mahalach number two is the Siach HaParsha, and that the Yitzhar comes to be Mafriya you from learning. So what do you have to do? First, you have to be Mafias to Yitzhar. Yitzhar, you think we came down to learn. Now, we came down to tell jokes. Yitzhar, we came down to tell a joke. Tell the Yitzhar a joke. Oh, that's why. He leaves you, he goes away. Now sin and learn. And that's why the Siach HaParsha writes, what do we say in Eshes Chayil? Pia Poscha V'Chochma, Torah Chesed on Lashona, writes the Siach HaParsha Gemalde. A woman who's not Metzuv and Talmud Torah, the Yitzhara doesn't come to me, Mafriya, Kedushin. Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. And why does Chanina say, go to HaMetzuv V'Yosef, Mishayin HaMetzuv V'Yosef, when you're Metzuv and Talmud Torah, and then the Yitzhar comes to be Mafriya, comes to go ahead and disturb you. As someone who's Metzuv is Doig U'Metzdor, Tamanin, you got to battle the Yitzhara. Woman who went out to Metzuv don't have to battle the Yitzhara. A woman doesn't have to start with a joke. Pia Pascha, with the Isha Schayel. Pia Pascha, Chachma. She goes right into Chachma. She doesn't need the Milsim Nichus. Why? Because Torah is Chesed, Al L'Shoina. Because her time is a Torah of Chesed. She's not Metzuv, right? To see a Chaparsha. And he's quoting Asa's Chover shall go in Echad. Who could come up with that beautiful insight? A woman. A woman came up with the wife of a Gaon Echad. He doesn't say who the Gaon Echad was. And we have to start with Milsim HaDichusa to get rid of the Yitzhar who comes to be Mafriya. A woman is Megerah Teres Chesed. She doesn't have to be Poseach. The Gemara says Rabbi was Poseach with Milsim HaDichusa. A woman is Posachas with what? Pia Posel Mechachma. She goes right into the Chachma. And writes of Avuna Risa number 3, and because we all know, you know, when you absorb a Chaim Elozen already writes this, so you learn more in 1 hour of Simcha than you do in 3 hours Ba'atzus. A person's depressed, even if you're sitting and learning, it doesn't click. It just doesn't get absorbed. It's not calling. When you're stressed, anxiety, it doesn't sit in. If you're relaxed and you have a geshmak, a cup of coffee in the morning, and now you're relaxed yourself and you're ready to go into learning, and you go in with Menuchas and Nefesh, and you go in with the Simcha Yaseira, and then the learning's geshmak. And then you remember things in a state of simcha. Amela, the real learning is what? We can't have real learning. This we can have a Sanhedrin, we can have David and Shlomo, we can have Moshe, you can have the greatest Yotzim, and you can have the greatest Shoftim. And the Torah ain't gonna stick, it's not gonna stay in if we have Yogan Vanocha on the heels of Ashiva Shavtenikva, Rishuni, Yotzenikva, Tchila, Sokta, Beinu, Machai, Hashem, Lachain, Samach, Hasim, and Yogan Vanocha, She Ershul, Hasim, Gedias, Hashem, Allah, Shlemis, and Yogan Vanocha, Rak, and Asim. Amela, this broke the Masakin after to come a shofar by Kibbutz Golios. And now that we come to the Golios, and now we come in. So think about it. What's going to come to Yishalayim? Oh, and this person says, oh, but I left my swimming pool behind. I left my jacuzzi. I left my boat, my sailboat. I left my apartment in Florida. I Mace, what's going to my golf? What's going to be my golf game? Hashem Yisrael says, you got W, you got Shulman, you got Moshe, you got Yotzim. And what's going to be called off him? I'm living with anxiety. Hashem, please take away all those worries. Don't let me think about whatever I left behind. Get rid of my yoga, and let me be Makabo, Menucha, Vesim, Chazok, Tov, Hunder. And that's why you have to be Posech, Mil, Sevedi, Chusa. Why? The Rebbe's got to get his Talmidim in a good mood. If you want the Talmidim to absorb the lesson of the day, Benichus says, give them a geshmak, a laugh. After you laugh, you're having a good time, and then you can absorb everything. That's a whole different ball game. Amela, now the brachas geshmak me'aschalan aso. Hashiva shavtene kvar rishinu yotzer kvar tchila. We want the shoftim, we want the yotzim. Like the days of David and Shlomo, like the days of Moshe and Aaron. But what? If we're going to absorb their lessons, we can't. If we're still living with yoga v'anocha. So take away the yoga v'anocha in order that we should benefit from the yotzim and benefit from the shoftim. And once we have all that in place, we have no more yoga v'anocha, and we get our lives back in order, and we're living benu. As Moshe Weinberger, Shlita just said recently on Sunday morning at a symposium, Young Israel Woodmere, every door has its mahalchim in the other days. And yes, it used to be that chinuch was, you could rule with an iron fist, and it could be with Ema, Yerapachin, and Resus, and Zeo. Nowadays, it's got to be b'menucho b'simcha. And that's how the boys and the girls, the only way they're going to absorb the Torah is, you got to give it to them with a geshmak, with a menucho, with a simcha. And that's going to be, as we get ikvasa the Mashiach, it's all geshmak, because that's already what we need to go to ikvasa the Mashiach. And once we got life back in order, but Hashem's going to judge us for the past actions. Oh, Hashem, please, not with your base. Then Moloch Aleinu Atzal Hashem Levadcha by yourself, with Hashem Midas Rachamim, using your Ches and Rachamim, and recognizing Hashem that we did so many errors only because of our Yoga Manocha. You put it all together. It's the Seder Yom Tzurbein Machai. It's because of the Yoga Manocha that we did. Mamela, we have the right to ask Hashem not to judge us with Shit Midas Adin, to judge us with Ches and Rachamim, and then Tzadkeinu B'Mishpat, using Mishpat, put us back on the path of Tzikas. Hashem, who is the Melech, who is always stuck up first, and that Mishpat, but ultimately to make us Tzadikim, and then V'lamashinim, to get rid of all those other people, so we have no more Hafros Mimachutz, get rid of the Maishim, get rid of the Mashinim, that's all part of the purging process, based on that same Pasuk. Of Etzrof, the lotion of the purging, the cleansing, that all comes together with Hashiva Shavtenu. And that's this bracha, that's the summer as we try to rebuild the base of Mikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what do we want it for? Not just the Makam Avoda, we want it, like Rabbeinu Chai says, the Makam of Taira. We want the Sanhedrin to go in and judge us, but we want the Sanhedrin, more importantly, to teach us the Taira, Kimetziyat Tzei Taira. And the only way we can have that is without any Yoga Vanocha. This should be a Tishvav, that Karolai Moed turns into an Emistik of Moed, and Met Hashem, where the Yoga turns into Simcha, the evil into a Yontif. We should have the base of Mikdash and meet there by Tishvav, the greatest Yontif of them all. As the Tzedek HaKohen says, all the Yom Tovim together will be packaged into what is going to be the greatest Yontif of Tishvav. The Tzedek HaKohen writes in Pritzanik, that Tishvav Posekin Eicha, Perakala Posek Tishvav Karlai Moed Yirmiyah Navi says, it's going to be the greatest Yontif ever. Not only the greatest Yontif ever, where it's the day the Mashiach was born, but just like the greatest Yom Tovim, our days, Matzah Chasinu, of 7 days, so too the Yom Tovim will be 7 days, and it will encompass Hashpos of all the Yom Tovim combined into this one. That's why I think of Phineas Dite, it's called Tisha B'Av. Tisha, it's the Yeshua, the great Yeshua. That's salvation. What are you, Tisha? It's the day of Yisura. No, the greatest Yeshua is going to be the day of Tisha B'Av, which itself will be 7 days in the future, just like Pesach and Sukkos, and we should get there. B'karav, Meheira, Amenu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.